and welcome again to A Cup of English. Today is Monday, the 20th of July, 2009, and the title of this podcast is A Tour of Homes Part 7, In the Refrigerator. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I will be bringing you lots of English so you can practice and wake up your language learning skills. In the Refrigerator. Beginners. Now that it is hot, I think a lot about the fridge. What is in there that will cool me down? Actually, there are things lurking in the back of the fridge that have been there for a while. It's time for a cleaning. We seem to go through gallons of juice and milk in these hot, thirsty days of summer. But what about cold food? As I look in the fridge, I can see what you probably see in your own fridge. A vegetable drawer at the bottom, a fruit drawer next to it, then lots of shelves with bottles of milk, yogurts, cheeses, butter, wrapped meats, jars of various sauces and jams, and those wonderful leftovers. Out of everyone in my house, I think I'm the only one who loves leftovers. Sometimes I will bung a few of them together, add some spices, and make a leftover stew. You can't beat it. The other fussy individuals in my house will have to eat fresh food instead of trying my imaginative creations. But cold is the focus at the moment. Whether it is a salad, a cold soup, cold-cut meats, or a dessert, it is what we are all looking for. I recently bought 7 boxes of Jell-O from the supermarket to make a dessert especially for the kids. It is quite a showpiece if it is done correctly. It actually doesn't have a name, but it is like a 7-layer cake, except it is made entirely out of Jell-O. Perhaps you can follow the recipe and instructions with me and make one for yourself. Advanced. The 7-layer Jell-O dessert is a simple project, but it does take some time, as you will see. You will need 7 packets of different flavored Jell-O, 1 large glass bowl, 1 plastic or wooden mixing spoon, water, according to the instructions, fruit and or whipped cream, which is optional. Making sure that the bowl is completely clean and free of dust, mix up the first packet of Jell-O with boiled water from a kettle or a saucepan. Make sure that the Jell-O is completely dissolved. It speeds up the process if you add a few ice cubes to the mixture. Pour into the glass bowl and put immediately in the fridge. Go about your normal business. When the first layer of Jell-O is just about set, repeat the steps for the second layer, making sure that it is cool enough to pour on the first layer without melting it. Put back in the fridge. Repeat these steps for the other 5 packets of Jell-O. If desired, to make it more interesting and healthy, add fruit to some of the layers. When the final layer has been added, allow the dessert to cool until it is very firm. Take out and run hot water over the sides of the bowl in order to loosen it. Put a large plate over the bowl and quickly flip it upside down. Decorate with fruit and whipped cream on top. This is a very popular dessert with children. Try to buy varying flavors that differ greatly in color. For example, raspberry, which is purple-red, then lime, which is green, then blueberry, which is blue, then lemon, which is yellow, etc. If you try it, let me know how it turned out. Well, that's it for today. Let me know if you did try the Jell-O dessert. Maybe send me a picture if you can. Let me know your comments and questions at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. I hope you're having a great summer. Keep in touch, and I'll be podcasting to you very shortly. Bye-bye.